keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Oh, I forgot to mention one thing about the Hillary Clinton 12-step program. You also wake up broke, not just with a headache and feeling embarrassed, but broke. So there it is, Democrats. Time to admit you're powerless over the Clintons and move on from that unhealthy addiction. Gabriel Denabedetti, a political reporter for Politico. Hey, Gabriel, did I do that all right?
That was close enough.
Give it to me.
DiBenedetti.
That's what I said. See, that's what I said. You just didn't hear DiBenedetti. Sorry about that. There's a lot going on there. Let's talk about the Democrats. You work for Politico. The DNC, you hear a lot of folks out there talking about how the Democrats are going to win all these seats and take over the House and Senate in 2018. I look at the Senate map and I go, really? They're going to keep winning in Indiana and Montana and North Dakota? And I think, probably not, no matter what happens. I mean, a lot of folks out there would vote for a fence post before they'd vote for a Democrat at this point. And they also have cash problems, right or wrong?
Yeah, sort of right. It's definitely true that the Senate map is really tough, but the reality is that the DNC itself is really, really low on money. You know, individual candidates are doing okay, but the central infrastructure of the party, people just don't want to give them any money right now.
I'll bet they wish they could get their money back from Fusion GPS, huh?
Well, we do hear from a lot of donors sort of saying, I'm not going to give any money back to you guys unless I start to get a reckoning with what happened in 2016. You know, obviously the Hillary Clinton enterprise and the DNC itself got $1 billion to elect Clinton over the last few years. Needless to say, that didn't happen. And there are plenty of donors saying, you can try me in a year, but I'm not ready yet.
Let me ask you this, because here's a conversation I've been having with a friend of mine who's a liberal. He's a Democrat, more of an old school liberal, not a millennial liberal, if you will. And I do think there's a distinction. And he says, who is there to run for the Democrats? I mean, who is there? And the only person he can come out, he said, the only person that we can even field at this point in his estimation is Joe Biden. And you know what? I look at the field and I go, he might not be wrong. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we're a long way away from 2020 and Joe Biden is looking pretty seriously at it. But the reality is that on my long list, there's about 45 Democrats who want to run for president. Now, most of them are small name people that no one really knows about right now. But if you look at the Senate or you look at governors, there are plenty of people who are looking at it pretty seriously, and we may get to know them better. But in terms of people with national recognition, you got Biden, you got Bernie Sanders, but, you know, obviously there are big downsides to both of them.
Well, yeah, let's start with the fact that Sanders isn't even a Democrat. You know, that'd be kind of a problem. I mean, because if you've got cash problems, right, you have to give somebody something to believe in. You have to sell them something for them to buy in. For them to write a check for $100 or $1,000 or whatever it might be, you have to sell them the dream. And the dream is kicking Donald Trump out of the White House. That's the dream for Democrats, but they actually have to believe in it. Because like you said, they spent $1 billion on Hillary Clinton, you know, and they did a lot of things, apparently dumped a lot of money into Fusion GPS and other failed efforts. At least that's what the reporting indicates. What do you give them to believe in, Gabriel?
Yeah, well, that's exactly the big problem that the DNC itself is facing. You know, we should be clear that individual Democratic candidates, both in the House and Senate side, are actually doing pretty well money-wise, but that's because they have specific pitches. The party itself, though, the nationwide party infrastructure, they don't have a message right now. They don't have a clear leader. And as you say, their message seems to be, let's get Trump out of office in 4 years. But there's no one to rally around, and it's very hard to convince people to really get excited about something broad maybe happening 4 years down the line. So that's why you see candidates getting money. You see individual committees getting money from Democratic donors. But when it comes to the party itself, they're still flailing.
And I think you're right about that. And compared to the RNC, if I was looking at the last reporting period properly, the Republicans brought in $10 million and the DNC just $4 million. I mean, that's a great disparity, which is interesting because if Donald Trump were as unpopular as they would have you believe, the RNC wouldn't have gotten 50 cents. So something's amiss here, don't you think?
Well, it's definitely true that Donald Trump himself and people around him are phenomenal fundraisers. So you're having big donors really flock to the RNC. It's always easier to raise money when you're in power. The RNC is really doing a great job of bringing in as much money as possible. The reason that this is a problem is not necessarily for the midterms themselves, but in terms of, you know, a problem for Democrats, I should say. But, you know, in terms of building long-term political infrastructure, the RNC is an organization that can put people on the ground in these important states, do a lot of important investments, and when they have a lot of money and the DNC doesn't, that's a long-term problem for Democrats.
All right, let me ask you this. Barack Obama's always been a terrific fundraiser, but there's this new break in this Fusion GPS story that says his PAC, his political action committee, may have given upward to $1 million towards the legal firm that paid for this Fusion GPS. Would that hurt his fundraising abilities as well?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because he hasn't even really been that involved in fundraising so far. He sort of tried to stay away from politics, much to the chagrin of a lot of people at the DNC. So far, their biggest fundraising event overall was an Obama event, but he's only done one since he left office. So people want him to be more involved. I think individual donors are kind of just looking for a leader, someone who has good fundraising experience and good political experience. Obviously, the fast-moving pace of news these days, you know, makes this all subject to the latest headline.
So, all right, and there is a lot going on today. I mean, obviously, Mueller is apparently going to name names, maybe more than one today, when it comes to indictments and so forth. Does that help the Democrats raise money, or does everybody just kind of get a dirty feeling of the whole thing?
Well, everyone definitely has a dirty feeling. It totally depends on who it is, obviously, and what the charges actually end up looking like, the indictment looks like. You know, right now it's so vague that Democrats are getting very excited about it. But the reality is that we have no idea what we're going to be looking at. There's a world in which it helps the Democrats, but that's really only in the short run. Their money hole is a long-term one.
Yeah.
It's because of an identity problem.
And if they oversell the hype on this thing today and it turns out to be something not quite as interesting, it's just another hit. Gabriel, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think this is something to look at. Watch for the next quarter. Democrats are starting to feel better about this, but I think their money problems are, you know, going to stick around for a long time.
All right, Gabriel DeBenedetti. Did I get it?
There you go.
There we go.
That's it.
There we go. Political reporter. You know, you come back, I'm going to get this right. I apologize. I'm going to get it right. I appreciate your time. There you go. Gabriel DeBenedetti, political reporter for Politico. You go ahead and you try to say that on the radio, pal, in the back with a smirk on your face. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can say that, can't you? 25 after.